being out of alignment with who I really truly am. So I'm out of alignment if I'm not teaching in schools, and I'm also out of alignment if I'm not coaching, mentoring and empowering soul-led women and leaders. So a few days ago, I sat with a 10-year-old visually impaired boy in class. He has a laptop for his schoolwork, and as we were going through the lesson, he actually had to bring the laptop up to his nose to even see the text, to open a page, to find the letters, to write a few words, to delete a misspelling, or to think of answers to the questions. He's a smart boy, and obviously needs a support. And he really made my day. He really made my day as we laughed and we did the schoolwork, and it was a really cool experience. And then during the day, in one of my classes, I spent some time life coaching a group of older girls who were going through crippling anxiety around friendships and school, family and life. And again, it was such a pleasure to chat and banter and support them for a little bit. And these, to me, are priceless moments. And there are so many other experiences, plenty of experiences that I could share, which have brought me so much joy and which have saddened me as well. So I've been a teacher all my life, and I actually sidestepped my assistant head teacher post about 10 years ago. And at heart, I'm a fierce mama bear, and I would do anything to never see a child suffer. But something's kind of happened for me, you know, in the past week or so. It's been building over the past 6 or 8 weeks. It's relit this fire inside of me to be of use, to be of service, and to use all of my skills and capabilities and abilities to help those that I'm guided and led to help. So why would I waste my divine gifts by just doing one thing, by just running and growing my coaching business? Why would I waste my divine gifts by just teaching? So I remembered on Friday when I was thinking about this that I never decided to leave teaching. I said a prayer to God in 2011. If I'm meant to be back in the classroom, I trust you'll guide me back. In the meantime, I trust this vision of my dream business, following my heart every step of the way and trusting the process. One absolute firm decision I made was that I was never going back to full-time teaching. And that stands true to this day. The system doesn't care about my mental health or teachers' mental health or children's well-being and mental health. And it's actually not their responsibility. It's not the system's responsibility. It's set up as it's set up on purpose, but it's not their responsibility to take care of my mental health. So I take care of me. And over the past few years, I've been asked quite a few times to go back into senior management in schools. And for me, it's a firm no. Throughout my full-time teaching career, I had business endeavours on the side, which I'd forgotten about until I, you know, started to reflect on Friday. And I remembered, you know, that I would make, as I was teaching, I would make beautiful gift cards and beaded jewellery, which were truly, truly exquisite. I'd crochet baby blankets and loads of entrepreneurial things going on. I had lots of stuff going on the side, like doing things on eBay and Etsy and this, that and the other. It was awesome. And it was always about unleashing my creativity and using my time for what it was gifted for, to be of service helping others. And even whilst building my business, kind of when we flip it around, even whilst building my business, when schools have asked me to come in and help, I've done so if I wasn't traveling or if it was on my non-coaching and course creation days. My company is my dream. And, you know, it's worked. It's worked along the way. And my Trailblazers community of badass soul-led women and leaders going after their dreams and loving herself deeper and manifesting money like magic and changing the world with a beautiful heart and soul, that's what lights me up. And I'm so excited about this next chapter that we're in, especially with the business. Like, watch this space. There's some new things coming up for sure. And what I realize is that here's the thing, I have the best of both worlds, and I now understand why I wasn't feeling totally fulfilled. I was fighting, kind of stroke resisting God's pull for me to be in schools, helping children who really need me, and teachers as well. And I was also pushing to grow my business faster than it was meant to. And my happy balance is helping, creating, and being of service wherever my soul leads me, regardless of what the ego wants. And I really would be wasting my life if I didn't use and share all my gifts how they were intended to be used. So, happy days. I love it when my life is full with diverse experiences, abundant, fun, and filled with conversations with people from all walks of life who want to be the best they can be, children and adults. My life is rich in so many ways, and my heart is full of self-love and gratitude for following my own destined path, no matter how it looks to others. I would love to hear from you. Who was your favourite teacher at school? Or what is one lesson that a teacher taught you? And let me know what resonated from today's episode as well. So remember, as always, life is today. Follow your heart. It knows your way. It knows your way, but it also knows the way. If you haven't already, go check out my new website, which is laylakhanauthor.com. We have refreshed and rebranded and done a lot of stuff behind the scenes. I'm really, really excited to share the new website with you. So go check it out. Let me know what you think as well. There's loads on all my blogs, my daily soul messages, my podcast, loads of products from my books at £4.99 up to private coaching, masterminds, group coaching, digital courses, masterclasses, loads of things. Let me know what you think. In the meantime, have an amazing day. Stay connected. Oh, and if you do want to join one of my communities, I have got my Facebook group called the Soul-Led Trailblazers. You are more than welcome to join. It's a free group, and I will link it in the caption so you can join from there. Have an amazing day, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.